we kind of give it our all. Like, it's what, same again, deja vu, 3 years in a row, 2 minutes to go and we get stung again. Like, but over the whole course of the game, I felt we were the better side. But if you don't take your chances at this level, like, a team of Vinnie Sean's quality is definitely going to pick you off and catch you. Like, and we said that, like, we had three very good chances in the first half and didn't put any of them away. Like, and they just broke them. We made a terrible mistake at the back. Like, we got caught in a couple of different positions and Terrence snipped on and scored. Like, and that's what happens. Like, so yeah, it's hard to take, but.
Hard to take, but I'll tell you, the performance was excellent, Peter. And Donegal, as you say, had those chances. Credit to their keeper, made a couple of great saves.
Ah, yeah, definitely. Like, all we asked for the boys before the game, after the Cavan game, was, like, get pride back in the league again, like, because we felt we were poor the last day. And like, today, we played excellent football, I thought. Like, boys gave it everything out there. We put them under severe pressure, their super side. Like, and maybe on another day, like, we would have come out on the right side of the result. But, nah, it's not to be. Like, it's hard. Like, it's a hard year's work now. Like, and it's all out the window. Like, we're out of it now, like, after all that. Like, and another last minute goal, as I say, like, but that's football, that's what makes it so exciting. Like, but it's not so exciting for us today now. But
yeah, well, I'm sure when you look back on the campaign, I know there's still another group game to be played, but the opening day defeat against Cavan Monaghan, that was one that was always going to be difficult to recover from.
Ah, shocking. Like, you know, the first half in Cavan Monaghan just wasn't acceptable at all. We said that to the boys. We were only two down at half time, we could have been four down, five down, just wasn't good enough for this level. I think possibly some of the players underestimated them after the year before, but we didn't, like, as a management team. But these things happen. Like, and look, we bounce back. We'll sit down now during the week, and as you say, we have another group game. We could get lucky. Sligo could win tomorrow against Cavan, and we could still possibly qualify. Might better chance of winning the lotto, maybe. But okay, we'll have to keep believing. Like, and we'll keep training. We'll keep going. That our term's up. Like, at the end of the year, we're a 3 year term. It's up, but if the league go back, we'll probably look to go again. Hopefully, like, we believe in the players in the squad and the players in the league. Like, so yeah, it's a building process. Like, we're learning from Dermot with Vinnie Sean. Like, there, it's a building thing over the years. Stick with the same panel and keep on. Like, so we'll keep going. Like, we'll treat it the same as we always do. Even if we'll just treat it like a victory today, like, for the Sligo game, we'll train the same way, we'll play friendlies, and we'll keep building for the future.
Yeah, well, can I ask about the panel, Peter? There were a number of changes from the side that lost the opening fixture for tonight. The guys that came in, you gotta say, they certainly stepped up to the mark, because you played really well.
Oh yeah, like, the guys played well. I think we made six changes, possibly. I'm not exactly sure the exact number, but, like, the players are there in the Donegal League. Like, there's no problem with that. Like, and we knew that the 19 players we picked at this, what we were dealt with then after the withdrawals, like, that each and every man's as good as the next man. Like, and anybody coming in is as good as the man coming out. And as long as they play with pride and give it their all, like, we're a match for any team in this tournament. Like, and there's no doubt about that. Like,
well, so any word on when this game against Sligo Leitrim will be?
Sligo Leitrim's fixed for the 7th of January. Okay. So first week after Christmas, so that's when we're back out in action again. So we'll just keep going for another month now and hope for the best. Like, but we'll keep planning for the future.